3, 2, 1. It seems the theory of entitlement has taken hold of at least one award-winning science fiction author who was upset by the continuing sales of J.R.R. Tolkien, author of The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. The award-winning author, Fonda Lee, recently criticized Barnes & Noble bookstores for carrying more copies of Tolkien than her own works. She said it's not fair she is having to compete against what she called dead guys. Well, the last time I checked, books sell lots of copies because they're popular, not because they have shelf space. When The Hobbit made it to college campuses in paperback form in 1966, it sold more than 500,000 copies. But remember, in 1966, books were available only in bookstores or through book clubs, making their acquisition somewhat difficult. Lee's books are easily available online, as well as in brick-and-mortar stores. Now, I know there are some people who are critical of the free and open marketplace, but since bookstores are still in the business of making money, they're going to stock books that sell, not necessarily books by authors who are upset that their books aren't selling as well as they would like. Just by way of comparison, I did a completely unscientific search on Google and Amazon. Tolkien had 19 million Google hits, Lee had 200,000. On Amazon Books, J.R.R. Tolkien had 3,000 entries, Fonda Lee had 29 total. William Shakespeare, by the way, had 30,000 book entries on Amazon and 58 million hits on Google. Lee herself has admitted that awards don't necessarily translate into sales. And while it's true readership is not necessarily a measure of quality, readers who want books will find a way to buy them, whether the author is alive or dead. I'm Larry Burris.